The Juilliard String Quartet is coming to El Paso on Saturday, March 12th. Of note is that cellist Joel Krasnick is retiring after this season after 42 years with the quartet, and this will be one of his final performances. He also happens to be Zuhl Bailey's teacher from his days at Juilliard and has been his mentor over Zuhl's career. Here to tell us all about it is Felipa Solis of the El Paso Pro Musica. Welcome, friend.
Well, hello. It's wonderful to be here. And it's really very almost bittersweet, this particular concert.
Yes.
Juilliard holds a special significance for our artistic director, Zuhl Bailey, of course, because he was a student there. And he has an amazing story of when he auditioned and he was studying under Mr. Krasnick, but to try to get in the school. And it was one of those days where you go into the audition and he played for about 20 seconds and they were like, okay, thank you. And he really thought,
It's over.
And then his teacher called him and was just like, oh, sorry, those guys were, you know, just so abrupt. And he was like, well, what happened? Well, you're in. And it was that kind of thing. And so it was very, very special time to study under Joel Krasnick, who has been a teacher for so many amazing string players. But he holds special significance in Zuhl's heart simply because over the course of his career, he's always been there to kind of guide him. And he's always been that person that he can always call on.
So he's the guy, he says, hey, there's this turn. What do I do?
That's right.
That doesn't go away.
That never goes away. But the beautiful part of when he became artistic director of Pro Musica is when, I believe it was maybe his second season here, he brought the Juilliard String Quartet to El Paso to play as a quartet. And it was very, very special. And they were here again in 2013. And there have been new players. And now that Mr. Krasnick is retiring, he'll still be a teacher at Juilliard. But he's just retiring from the performance stage. And one of his last performances will be here in El Paso with his student right there beside him. So it's going to be very special because before every concert, we have a 30-minute pre-concert talk where Zuhl talks about the music, talks about the artists, and then sits there with the artists to make it accessible so that the audience learns more about them. And it's just not that, oh, well, this is classical music. No, these are real people, and they're talking about their stories. And so this time around, like the last, Mr. Krasnick is going to sit there and share stories with Zuhl. And it's going to be very, very special and very kind of poignant for Zuhl's career and at this point in his career, at this point in Mr. Krasnick's career, and all the paths that they've crossed to get here to El Paso to do their final showdown.
Is this by design that they decided that they would do one of his final performances here in
El
Paso? Was it coincidence?
It's just kind of when coincidence comes to play and everything works and comes into play. So it's come into place beautifully to where he can share this time with Zuhl and share this time in our beautiful new Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall right here on UTEP's campus. And we've had a wonderful relationship over the years because of Zuhl's professorship with the Department of Music here at UTEP. And this year, every artist who's come in has done master classes for the students of the Department
That's
of Music.
Right. So can you give us a recap on how they've gone
It's been beautiful because we have really, not to say a diamond in the rough, but the Department of Music is truly very, very special.
There's a lot of talent here.
There's so much talent. As a matter of fact, just as a sidebar, last week I was at the UTEP Women's Auxiliary Luncheon, and there's a wonderful kind of like a recording ensemble in the Department of Music that's brand new with everything from strings to bongos to guitars to singers. They were doing everything from boleros to the Beatles. It was really very beautiful, and it's right here.
It's right here.
And so this year, great string students, guitar students, piano students, they've all been able to spend an hour with these artists to give them pointers, to give them lessons. They can play for them. I'm sure I would walk into these master classes and the students you can just see are petrified, and I'm like, it's all good because they're so laid back, and all of the artists who come in are so very, very special because they're humans and they remember when they were at that point, and they want to give them the confidence and the drive to continue with a career in either music education or even performance. So hopefully this project is kind of helping to mold and shape the 21st century musical student. And the key to everything with Pro Musica here on campus and everywhere is accessibility. Mm-hmm. And that's why all of the community engagement we do, whether it's at the Hospitals of Providence or in the schools throughout the region at the La Fe Clinic, is to make music accessible to where it can not only inspire, but help to teach and a whole new generation of hopeful musicians, because you can have a career in music.
You can have a career in music. You develop the audience, which it seems like you all are doing a really good job of it. And then you have the audience that's there that understands it. But without the audience, you need somebody to go to your shows. You need somebody to appreciate your music.
And what better way to do that is with the future. And the beautiful thing about the Juilliard String Quartet, and for everyone to understand, all students, no matter what age, no matter what school, student tickets are $5. So
amazing.
We try to do everything that we can to make it affordable and make it work for everyone. And what better than the Juilliard String Quartet? There are two new players who have joined in the last couple of years, and they have both performed. Formed already here in El Paso. But what's exciting and new for the Juilliard String Quartet is the person who is replacing Mr. Krosnick.
Oh, it's a talented woman.
Yes. There is an incredibly gifted African-American woman by the name of Astrid Schween, who has quite the career and the teaching chops in and of herself. And she's very young and very gifted. And to have a woman join the Juilliard String Quartet at this time, I think is truly a phenomenal, phenomenal choice and a phenomenal way of taking not just diversity, but where we're all going to a different level. And so it's really going to be very special when the Juilliard String Quartet comes back to see the all new makeup and to see how classical music evolves and how it's for everyone.
So you've been around Zuhl and his mentor several times now.
Yes.
What is your biggest takeaway from being around them? You know, can you see that inspiration or what that
yes.
thing is?
Yes, absolutely.
Them?
Because there's a spark that he gets when he's around Mr. Krosnick and when he's around any of his teachers, but especially Mr. Krosnick, because Juilliard was such an important time in his life. And you know, it's like all of us, we have teachers that we remember.
Of course.
We remember the first grade teacher who touched us and the different people along the path who've taught us and molded us and who are not afraid, as we talked about earlier, to tell us what we need to hear at the time. Mm. That's Mr. Krosnick for Zuhl. And that's what's very special, that he gets a spring in his step and he becomes student/artistic director. He becomes
student first. You got impressed, right? I can't imagine seeing
yes.
that.
Yes. And so it's really very, very special to watch, because he touches him. And so that touches everyone. And so that's a beautiful thing.
Very cool. Well, I know you've got other performances coming up. You've got another big one in April.
Yes, we do.
Will you give us a little preview?
Absolutely. So after Saturday, March 12th, is a performance with the Juilliard String Quartet at 7:30 at Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. And of course, 7 o'clock is the pre-concert talk with Mr. Krosnick and Zuhl. But April 24th, Sunday, April 24th at 2 p.m., Awa Dodge and Pratt, one of the finest pianists in the world. I mean, he walks out and the piano literally shakes. And he's an amazing personality. He goes back with Zuhl years. They met, I want to say 1,000 years ago. Zuhl will kill me. But over a ping pong table at a music camp.
Are you serious?
That is how they met. And I think Zuhl was 14. And I don't know how old Awa Dodgen was. He says he's 12. But we'll go with that. But they argue about who actually won the game. But they've been going back that far. They recorded an incredibly successful Brahms CD. Awa Dodgen Pratt, the first African-American pianist to win the Nomberg competition. He is a dynamo. He has a special foundation for inner city kids and schools in the East Coast. He wears African garb. He is this large, powerful man, and then he plays Brahms. It's awesome. He's incredible. You don't want to miss that on April 24th. And
can people get tickets now?
Yes, absolutely. And it's all online at eppm.org, or they can call the office at 915-833-9400. Tickets are always available at the door, too.
Very cool. So just come out. I mean, nothing like seeing a teacher and a student and then that
right.
change. And I don't know, something about it. I think at the end of the day, you know, not only are you inspired, but then it gives you that fuel to keep on inspiring.
That's right. And to keep on, and that, you know, that Zuhl is touching a lot of youngsters now, too.
Yes.
So the cycle continues. And it's a beautiful cycle because it's the future. Joel Krosnick recognized what Zuhl Bailey was going to bring to his future. And Zuhl Bailey recognizes that which other kids bring. We saw a kid in Mission Valley who lives in the Spark Edition and under the Tocando program with the symphony. And he says, I play the cello. And there's this beautiful child who says that. And so that's what we hope will be the next up and coming. And so our cycle is endless, and it's beautiful, and it's accessible, and it's about diversity, our culture, our music. It's art from the heart. The word art and heart go together.
I concur fully.
Art and heart and music and love and everything else. All the good stuff and food. We have to talk about food someday, too. We do that, too. When all the artists come here, they love El Paso and the hospitality because
they get
great
to eat well, that's for sure.
Everywhere. They all say they have to get their new pant size after you leave El Paso.
Well, you know, we all do. Every week is a new pant size.
Every week is a new pant size.
So what are you going to feed the Juilliard Quartet?
I don't know. I don't know if they like it fancy, but everyone comes here and says, where is the best Mexican food? And so we aim to please, and there are so many different ways of making that happen. So I know they'll leave with a wonderful Mexican meal before their journey out of El Paso.
Okay, so let's circle back. Juilliard Quartet, March 12th.
Yes, Saturday, March 12th, 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets at eppm.org. 915-833-9400, or you get your tickets at the door. The most important part, student tickets, all students, only $5.
And if you arrive 30 minutes before, you can see the talk.
You can see the talk with Zul Bailey and his teacher, Joel Krosnick.
So there you have it, folks. Join us on March 12th with the Pro Musica as Zul Bailey celebrates the storied career of his mentor, Mr. Joel Krosnick. It's going to be a beautiful night.
It's going to be a beautiful evening of music, Saturday, March 12th. You can't miss it, right here on the campus at Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. And it looks gorgeous in there and sounds gorgeous.
Felipa, we love having you. Thank
you
for coming
again.
I love being
here. Thank you.
Today, my guest has been Felipa Solis of the El Paso Pro Musica. Thank you so much.
Thank you.